Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everyone. How are you all keeping?
Oh, good, I hope.
What do you think?
Good, yeah. I'm sure they're fine on this Monday afternoon. A little bit later than scheduled, but we're here.
We're here nonetheless, says you, says I.
To answer your questions, your burning
desires.
Questions. On this burning Monday afternoon, it's a lovely weather.
Top of the range.
I'm wearing my sunglasses and everything.
The real ones, the real Ray-Bans, yeah.
Definitely not off DHK.
How are you, Aoife?
I'm not too bad. You ready to go?
Ready to go. Can you hit us with some of them questions?
Them cues.
That's like real old school radio DJ.
Was it? I didn't realise. Hit us with some of them questions.
Right, first one comes in from Eric. First and foremost, hello from the United States.
Oh.
Listening to today's episode 248. Definitely found it interesting the discussion that wakes are just an Irish thing. I can say wakes definitely are not only Irish, being Catholic from Boston and a Portuguese American. I've been to a lot of wakes that are only a day before the funeral and others that were several days long. Even in Europe, they're pretty common, at least for those I know, as I know they have wakes in Portugal and Italy too. I will say one thing the Irish have is a good time at a wake. While others, especially with Catholics, reserve the wake to be sad and mournful, the Irish use it as a celebration of life and honouring the person who passed. I will say, I personally feel the Irish do that right in that regard. Some toasts and laughs about the good times. But yeah.
What do you think, Joe?
They're all, Irish, Ireland is Catholic as well, but they're all, he has a Catholic background coming from Boston. A lot of Irish people there. And Portuguese, did he say? Portuguese descent as well. They're heavily Catholic and Italy as well. So maybe it's just a Catholic thing and not just an Irish thing.
Mm.
But I
which is what you meant to say.
Who?
Originally.
Who?
You.
Me?
About the wakes.
No, I think Irish wakes are...
Irish be sounder.
No, because I'm disagreeing with Eric as well, because I do think Irish wakes are unique to anywhere else in the world. But I'd be curious to... I thought in America they'd have the wakes in the house as well. Like, we have funeral homes and then we have parties after the funeral. Most funerals, people are hungover because they've been out the night before and they can't wait to get back to the pub for the afters of the funeral. And then we do the month's mind. I don't know if that's... I'd like to ask Eric if you do a month's mind in Boston. That's where you go back to the church and remember, like, it's kind of the deceased, yeah.
Do you think, though, they should be more sad and mournful, or are we doing it the right way, having a celebration?
I think it's individual. I think it's just kind of how you feel.
Some people can be more mournful and then others can be more jokey about it all. That's how they hide their feelings, I suppose.
Yeah, I think this.
I'd be like that. Already they're being better off dead.
Balloons are a big thing now in Ireland as well. That's a new thing.
What, like the oxygen?
Yeah, everyone's getting high on NOS outside the church. No, they're letting off balloons into the air and stuff. Or they'll release pigeons or doves. They released some doves at my dad's funeral, and balloons. They did balloons as well. It's more like people are told now, oh, wear something colourful, like, whereas it used to be black. So it's getting a little bit more eventful, I think.
Yeah, wear what you want.
Wear what you want. whatever makes you feel comfortable.
You don't have to wear all black anymore.
Yeah, and now the eulogies are almost like stand-up comedy sets.
Even like the priest you get is in on it.
Yeah. Ah, no, yeah, it's a nice, it's sad.
It's a celebration.
But it's a celebration of their life, yeah.
Mm.
And it can also be sad if you want it to be. Does that answer your question, Eric? It wasn't really a question, it was more just...
Yeah, just kind of...
An observation.
An observation of facts. Facts, fact-checking.
Fact-checking.
He did a good job. Do we have any more?
There are a lot here, and I think this was already addressed in last week's bonus, but Joe, you've really upset the Disney crowd.
I've upset the Disney crowd?
Yeah.
As in the Disney adults?
No, not the Disney. Well, maybe they are Disney adults, maybe that's why they're so wound up.
Must be.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the day.
Like, there's at least four here given out to you about saying no one dies in Disneyland. Now, I know you addressed this on last week's bonus, but do you want to put it out there one last time, one final say about what you really meant?
We were talking about Disneyland. We were talking about Olaf dying. And I was like, no one dies in Disneyland. Like, Disneyland, the place. I'm not talking about the land of Disney.
Like, the movie land.
I know full well that people die on the regular.
But we listened back to the episode and you did say Disneyland. No one dies in Disneyland.
I said so Disneyland, yeah, yeah.
The listener has taken that out of context in a way, haven't they?
I think it's because you asked, did Olaf die in
Frozen?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how that... I think your response to Olaf...
He told me Olaf dies.
No one dies in...
Well, he told me Olaf dies and then they're saying, you said no one dies in Disney, but you said no one dies in Disneyland.
Disneyland. So I thought you were talking about... Because we were talking about Olaf, the new character in Disneyland that's a robot, was like malfunctioning and falling over. And then you said to me, oh, did he die? And I was like, no one dies in Disneyland.
Yeah.
And they don't. But in Disneyland. Die. Nobody dies in Disneyland. You fucking lunatic. Stop defending Disney.
They die in the films.
They die in the movies. Olaf doesn't die in the movie, though. Just...
Spoiler.
I don't think you're going to watch Frozen, eh? I'd love for you to watch Frozen.
Why?
I just think that would be a funny image.
Would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Darren training to play poker while boxing, watching Frozen.
That will make more sense on the Wednesday's episode.
Because we talk a bit about my boxing career.
Belly boxing champion of England.
The belly boxing champion of England.
Well, my response to them would be, shut the fuck up. I didn't say anything wrong there.
And that's all she wrote.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
There's lots of shout outs here. There's a lot of justice for Mufasa and justice for Bambi's mother and justice for... Actually, a lot of grandmothers die in Disney movies, which is quite sad.
I not my favourite Disney scene. My favourite scene in cinema is the opening sequence of Up, where the L one dies. It's the saddest movie scene.
Haven't seen that one either.
Mm.
Beautiful.
You need That's to get on the Disney.
I've seen most of them, just not like the recent stuff. What else is on the page?
This one is very topical at the moment. With all the hullabaloo with the fuel price protests at the minute, What's the furthest distance you would run or cycle to work? I'm thinking of going along the canal from Selbridge to Grand Canal Dock for my commute just to save money on the fuel. That comes in from Dara.
Cycling?
I think of cycling.
Run or cycle.
Run. From where?
Time. Selbridge.
What's the furthest you would run or cycle?
I wouldn't. Run,
yeah.
For a start, and I would fail miserably after a kilometer.
Ooh, you think you'd run a kilometer?
Yeah,
yeah.
Easy, it's nothing.
Oh, you feel a challenge coming on here?
I'm only messing. I'd be able to run outside the estate and then die. And I don't own a bike, but the furthest I'd cycle a good bit on a bike. Yeah, no bother. It's a bike, it's fucking easy.
Yeah, just get an electric bike.
I don't trust the roads though, with the cycle. I don't trust my surroundings. From being in cars looking at cyclists, I don't trust the cars. I don't trust myself being a cyclist on the road. I'd be shitting myself.
If you're coming in from Selbridge, would you not have to take the motorway? You couldn't. Is that not Kildare? Yeah. Selbridge is a Kildare. You're not going to run into our county going to fucking walk in the IFS. Just move. If you're worried about the fuel prices, move into the city centre.
Oh yeah, because that's affordable.
Well, how much is it in Selbridge?
Cheaper than Dublin, I imagine.
Slightly. I mean, you'd probably break even if you incorporated the fuel prices. And then you could run really close. Sleep in the office. A little blow-up mattress. I think every office should have a bedroom. A few bedrooms.
Should be standard.
Shouldn't it?
You should have the royalties of sleeping in the office should be given to you in the contract.
Like those little phone call boots that we have in here.
Yeah.
But make them that
no
nap room.
The ones that no one uses. The ones that's out there, that there's no one ever in that one.
No.
What a waste.
You'd be sleeping in that.
What a waste.
It's all a floor here. There's no one on it. It's like a few beds in it.
Beds and offices. Forget about beds and stadiums. Beds and offices.
I used to do overnights. I used to work 8 at night, late in the morning. And I used to sleep in my little swivel chair like that. Like a fucking prawn. If they had a bed now, that'd be perfect. Not supposed to be sleeping, but...
Doesn't work there anymore. Say what he wants.
Yeah, true.
They what else happened happen. When he's missing?
They know what's happening. They know people are sleeping on their job.
What is the furthest you'd go? Oh, I wouldn't even like to think of it.
Cycling. When I had a bike, I cycled into here. So
yeah.
What's that distance?
Kilmacock to town.
20 kilometres cycling on a good when the weather's good.
I'd go from Finglas to town. If I walked in town, I don't know if I walk. I don't walk. If I walked. What else is happening in the world of the listener?
Oh yeah.
Hi Darren and Joe, Paul here, the teacher from Dunmore East. First off, Walsh Unit, the listener on Monday was correct. Joe did say nobody dies in Disney. I told you, you've really annoyed everybody.
I fucking didn't say Disneyland.
I heard him. It was just another throwaway comment from Joe and people moved on. This is the man who gets Tina Turner and Whitney Houston mixed up. He also made another throwaway remark saying crystals are made up with like in specific, which as an English teacher, I find to make no sense. It was like he knew I was listening because he then offended me as a geography teacher saying, a rock is the crust of the earth. Sorry, Joe, but it is not that simple. The earth's crust is made up of a mixture of various rocks such as basalt and granite, depending on whether it is an oceanic plate or a continental plate, as well as a mixture of minerals. A rock is way too general. Sorry, Joe.
But they're all rocks. It was a general statement. They're all rocks.
Rocks
who cares
are rocks.
What coin I don't give a fuck what coin the rock it is.
Rocks are rocks, bro.
Rock. What are you listening to this podcast for anyway if you're a fucking teacher? You should be listening to something more educational than the Stoller podcast.
Yeah, or watching the Big Bang Theory or something.
Fucking hell.
Watching your man Sheldon, whatever.
He has another challenge for you.
Let's hear it.
I was the one who sent in the quiz questions not so long ago. Can I ask, when will listeners get the long overdue and much anticipated quiz off between Stalin and Talking Bollocks?
Ooh. I know, there's been rumblings of that for a while.
Yeah, it's been going, talking about that for a long time.
He continues, this is very long. I do not want to jump on James from George's bandwagon, but he recently sent in a riddle. As a teacher of English, I am on the school's literacy committee, and as part of that, I send out a riddle every Monday morning to almost 90 staff and 1,200 students. I'd be delighted to schedule a weekly riddle for the boys if that would be of interest.
Well, does he have one to start off?
He has one to start.
Well, let's see how
would
it
you
goes.
Do a riddle a week?
That's how I like it.
Riddle a week is a bit too much.
Riddle me this.
I wouldn't like to be tied down to a riddle a week, if you get me. Would you?
I love a good riddle.
Would you like one a week, though? A riddle
but
now and then.
We'll see how it goes.
Now and then. A riddle now and then segment. No, we'll see how it goes. Maybe a riddle a week. We'll see if it's good.
To get the ball rolling, here's the first one. What do a dollar and the moon have in common?
Now, the thing about a riddle is you're going to have to think about it, which makes shit content for a podcast.
Yeah, because you're just sitting here in silence. That's why I was saying we couldn't do one a week. We can sit in silence for a bit.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
For a riddle.
Dollar and the moon.
Do you have the answer there?
I do.
Okay.
Is it easy?
A dollar.
Sort of.
They're both mistaken for cheese. Or you can say, don't people call money cheese, the big cheese? And then the moon is made of cheese. They're both made of cheese.
Bear in mind this is a teacher, so it's very...
Oh. Okay. Is it a riddle or a question then?
It's a riddle and a question.
You just have to trust in America. in gods. What's on the dollar? In America we trust or something? Or in God,
in
we,
God
trust.
We trust. Yeah.
What have they both got in common?
What other coins make up a dollar?
A nickel. Few shekels.
4 quarters.
There you go. The moon has 4 quarters and
How the fuck does the moon have four quarters?
I have no idea.
Is that the answer?
That's the answer.
But he's saying that to us, like, we're geography teachers as well.
That's not even the listeners gonna understand that. What the fuck are he needs to not just give their the answer, but explain that answer.
They're riddles for teachers.
The moon's quarters are the phases.
The phases.
When the moon appears half illuminated, occurring twice each lunar cycle. So the first quarter.
Did you know that, Joe?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
How are we supposed to get the answer to that then? We'd have been sitting here all night.
We have another one, Joe, for you. Somebody wants to agree with you about Project Hail Mary.
Yes.
Only heard good reviews about this film and was looking forward to seeing it, but after watching it, I thought it was a bag of scutter.
Oh.
That's from Oisín in Kilkenny.
My man, Oisín, my fucking man. Finally, someone with a bit of sense, taste. Like, are people lying to themselves? You've seen it.
Yeah, Aoife. I really liked it.
And you really liked it?
Yeah.
What's your favourite film? You probably liked Barbie, did you?
Yeah, I did. I really like Ryan Gosling in general, so that's probably my...
I love Ryan Gosling.
He's brilliant.
I love Ryan Gosling. It actually disappointed me that he was also a producer on it. So he, like, maybe I like him in other people's films, but I don't like him in his own films. Drive, one of my favourite films of all time.
It's a good film. Good soundtrack.
Fucking Kaczynski, Nightcrawler. Awesome song.
It's one of the best.
Ah, yeah. I'm just so disappointed in that film. I really, really am.
Did you say you'd read the book?
Read part of it. I didn't get through it all.
What's the most disappointed you've ever been by a film?
Honestly, that was...
Up there.
That and... Let me think. Disappointed in the film. There's been some horrors now that I've wanted. Yeah, you went to
I
see...
I couldn't go.
The Mummy?
Yeah.
Lee Cronin's The Mummy?
I couldn't go in the end. I really want to see it though.
I only saw that on the side of a bus the other day. Is it a remake of the...
No,
not associated?
No.
Completely different.
Yeah. Right, well, we're almost at the end there. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I think that's it from me.
I'll hold me peace.
Yeah. I'm happy with that now, yeah. Happy the way that went.
Do you want to do a call out for any more riddles or have you had enough of them?
I'll give them another chance.
Yeah.
One more chance.
If anyone else, a riddle or a question or a grievance, get it off your chest.
Or a voice note.
Oh yeah, that'd be interesting.
We never had a voice note before. We did actually, didn't we?
I don't know.
No more Disney ones though.
If the voice note is just going to be them screaming at you. What's he saying that
He's
for?
Fucking wrecking me head.
What's he had to saying that for? They all die in Disney. What? Why is he saying that?
Well, send them in to stala@goloudnow.com. Be it a voice message or a question or a riddle. Or a quiz. Or whatever
you want. Who wants to be the first one to ever send in a voice now? Go for it now.
Historic. It'd be historic.
They can send one to the Stala Instagram page, yeah. I'm sure, can't they?
Oh, yeah. Send us a voice now and we'd be like talking bollocks.
Right.
Right.
Go on. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.